Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Annie Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, half the people who were just mentioned aren't here today, right, Brad? It's me, Heidi Harris, not Annie Fry. Brad's here. No, yep. Ethan here. No Wiggins here. I mean, how are we going to do it, buddy? How are we going to do it?
Oh, we're professionals. We can handle this.
We can do this. Yes, I'm Heidi Harris. If you don't know who I am, I hope you do, right? I did a Sunday show here for how long on the station?
Well, for a real long time.
A couple years, yeah, with the producer Ethan was my producer at the time. Have you heard him do those high school games?
Oh, yeah. He sends us the reels and the highlights of him calling it. So he'll do several, like he'll do Lindenwood University, and he'll send us a highlight reel of him calling Lindenwood highlights. And it's pretty cool. He's really good.
He's really good. I mean, not that I'm shocked, because he's enormously talented, but he's so good and he's so smooth. And you have to be so fast to be able to do that. I mean, I'm telling you, Herb's right. Got nothing on Ethan. That's what I'm saying.
The next one.
Yeah. You know what? Why not? That's where they start.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He's so young and he's so talented and he's such a motivated guy. I just love it. I think it's just great because, you know, these guys don't just show up on our TVs sitting next to Al Michaels or somebody out of nowhere. They've been working at it forever.
Right. They put in the work. And I'll tell you what, knowing Ethan, he does that. He puts in the work. He's one of the hardest working people here.
He is. He's amazing. And he's a great person, too. And that's good. So, but he's not here today because he's working with Reardon, which is, you know. He ducked out when he had the chance to avoid me.
He works with Reardon every day.
I know, but he's not here with us today, but that's okay. We're having a great time. We got a lot to talk about today on the show. A lot of news going on. Here's some really good news. Just the other day, they were talking about how the economy was going to be shaped or certainly indicated by what's happening between NVIDIA, which I wish I'd invested in years ago, the big AI company, and Walmart. Those were going to be the big indicators of what was going to happen, right? And Walmart, their outlook, sales outlook is really, really good. And that's interesting because, you know, of course, Target's, we're not going to talk about Target. I haven't gone to Target in 15 years because I don't like their policies. But they're down, still down, and we don't care about them. But Walmart's up, which is huge. And what's interesting about Walmart being up is that even middle class people, I mean, I'm a middle class person. I've shopped at Walmart forever, right? Don't we all shop at Walmart?
Oh, yeah, if we can. I mean, if you've got one within driving distance, for sure.
It would bother me to live where there wasn't one close by. You know, they say that what, nationally, 90% of people live within what, 5 minutes of a Walmart or something like that? I'd have to look that stat up.
Yeah, I would believe it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Just the idea, my mother-in-law lives in a teeny tiny podunk town in Montana. And when I say podunked, I don't mean, I like a small town like anybody, but this is like Walmart's an hour. I start shaking just thinking about that. I don't need to go there every day, but just knowing it's there is a big relief for me. Can you imagine having to drive an hour to Walmart? I don't think that would work for me. Anyway, but this is great. They're saying that Walmart is shedding its original identity as a strictly downmarket brick and mortar operation. I'm quoting some of this from NBC. By growing its e-commerce business and increasing its market share of higher income shoppers. Well, there are a lot of high income people who are, one reason they have that money is because they're not morons with their money, right? They don't waste it. Smart people, I don't care how much money you have, don't waste their money. And if you can buy a can of, let's just say I'll pick something, you can buy a can of canned peas, you know, for a dollar at Walmart and pay $1.50 or more at a grocery store. Why, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to grocery stores, but why would you do some of those things? Because some of the prices are much, much better at Walmart. Not all of them. Certainly not all of them. And there are certain things they don't have, I get. But Walmart says that more sales growth in its grocery and health and wellness product categories are growing more than in general merchandise. That kind of surprised me. CFO said of Walmart said, pocketbooks have stretched, you're seeing more consumer dollars go to necessities versus discretionary items. This is a big deal. So same store sales for Walmart rose 4.5% in the last quarter, exceeding analyst expectations. I got to tell you, I was, some of you may know, I live in Vegas, and the other day the weather was rainy. And you know, when it's rainy, that's a big deal. TJ Maxx, you couldn't get in the place. It was so packed full of people. And I'm thinking, okay, I thought the economy was bad. Just wall to wall people in there. Now, part of it, of course, is the holiday season. They're thinking, okay, I'm going to get a jump on the holiday season because it's raining outside. Can't go anywhere anyway. Can't go to the park or hiking. So let's go and shop. But that told me something. But Walmart also, this is great, reported 27% growth in e-commerce sales globally. You know, remember years ago, you used to see those entire documentaries talking about Walmart, right? And how Walmart had a competitive advantage. Yeah. And they were, right, they were such, what did they say? They were such, you know, scavengers, and they would just come into a small town and kill all the small businesses, right? And nobody can compete with them. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember watching a special when I was in school where they were talking about how Walmart got to dictate to their, I forget, the people that provide them with their products, like Rubbermaid. Right. They said, we will pay this much for it. If you want to be on our shelf. So they had products competing for shelf space.
Right.
And so they got to dictate prices.
Well, that's how it is. Any store would do that. And that's what Walmart, you think Amazon doesn't do that? So here you had Walmart that couldn't be beat. There's nobody to compete with Walmart. We need to break up Walmart and this and that. And then came what? The dollar store. Remember that for a while? That was a huge threat to Walmart. Going to the dollar store, of course, for me, that's the $20 store. Every time I go there, yeah. I have no idea why $20 flies out of my... I'm going, wait, this is a dollar store. Well, there's a 20. Okay. Anyway, so that was interesting that Walmart was hurt by the dollar stores. And then they were hurt by Amazon. So wait a minute. I thought Walmart couldn't be hurt by anybody. I thought they were such, you know, voracious competitors that nobody could beat them, right? That's America. It's the American way. If you want to pay less, you can get it in Amazon or not, or wherever you choose to shop. I try to go local as much as I can.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. I was trying to get a friend of mine a gift certificate the other day for buying him a gift certificate for meat, you know, so he could stock his freezer full of meat. Yeah. And I went online at local place, and I don't want to badmouth him because I'm sure they do great stuff. He's done business with them, but their website was just clunky, and it was multiple emails back and forth. And these are the things that make it harder when you're even when you're trying to go local sometimes, right? You've got to have the stuff you know, ready to go, and you have to have what people want. Walmart shares have gained 6%, stocks up 17% this year. That's pretty good. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not trying to just, you know, slobber all over Walmart. I'm just saying because it is really an indicator. Lowe's is another indicator. Home Depot is another indicator of what the economy's doing, right? We'll get to a Home Depot story about somebody ripping places off. We got a story on that, don't we, Brad?
Oh, yes, we do.
And we've got some audio on that one, too. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. But once again, quoting from where is this from? Bloomberg, CNBC, I guess. Walmart's leading the retail race against longtime rival Target, which Wednesday reported a drop in third quarter sales and cut its full year profit guidance. Now, here's the thing that caught my attention reading this. Target sales have faltered over the last few years, with some consumers expressing frustration over what they say were disorganized stores. Okay, I haven't been in one, so I can't address that. But they also said some customers were upset about the rollbacks of the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Really? So you want the underwear where you can tuck? Is that what you want? Is that what we want to come back to Target?
Man. Well, I don't even know if that was what it was or if it was just meeting quotas instead of hiring the best people.
Well, you know, they lost me with the dressing room policies and things like that. Sure. I literally have not been in one for 15 years. And I used to go every week. You know, when you walk in to get dog food or something and you walk out with a sweater, you know, a sweatsuit, a pillows for the house, you know the deal.
Yeah.
They put all that stuff up front that you don't go in for. They never put the dog food up front. Yeah, oh. I just want to get a gallon of milk. No, that's in another zip code.
You're going to have to walk past all of this.
Correct. That is correct. Well, it's like when you go into the big box stores. We don't do Costco, but we do Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And you go in for what? You go in to buy, to stock up on, I don't know, let's pick one, beans, okay? Or soup.
Get your 5-gallon bucket of soup.
And the big bucket of red vines, in my case, I can't be trusted with that. That is a danger for me. But then you walk out with what? A recliner, a flat screen, patio furniture, all the stuff you did.
New set of golf clubs.
It never ends, does it?
No.
That's the whole point. Yeah. So, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how this Christmas season pans out for a lot of people. And by the way, we have a poll online, do we not? Please explain the poll, Brad.
The poll is up. And if you want to vote in it, you can go to Annie's YouTube page, youtube.com/@AnnieFry, Fry spelled F-R-E-Y. And you can vote in the poll. And then you can also leave us a comment telling us why you voted the way you voted. And if you're not so inclined to do that, you can also text us at 314-241-9797 and tell us why you would vote or the way you would vote in this poll. And our poll is this: are you splurging or scaling back this Christmas? So I've got four options for you. It's are you spending more, spending less, about the same, or bah humbug, it's too early to talk about Christmas. So vote, get us over, I don't know, 300 votes, and we'll, if you leave us a good comment, we might read it on the air. So that's our poll for today.
I like that. The text line, once again, 314-241-9797. Speaking of, you said it's too early for Christmas. Really? How many Black Fridays do we get in one season?
Black Friday is no longer a day. It is an event. It is a week, maybe two. I was noticing Amazon starts today, actually. Today's the 20th, right? I think Amazon's Black Friday starts today.
They've started that. Well, even on the home shopping channels, which I'm not going to lie, I'll watch once in a while. I don't buy much, but I'll just watch them while I'm walking around the house or whatever. And Black Friday this, wait, what? It's Wednesday. What are you even talking about here? Well, because you know what it is? It's Black Friday used to be a big deal, and now it's not.
Well,
and that's what it comes down to.
What's the online aspect of it, you know? I mean, the thing about Black Friday used to be you would go there after Thanksgiving, maybe wait overnight to get the 3 or 4 TVs that they had on sale for like $6. The idea, again, was like we were talking about earlier, get you in the door, walk past all this stuff. But the Black Friday deals, the doorbuster deals, were what was supposed to get you to the store so that you would buy the other stuff as well, and you're there doing your Christmas shopping, so...
It was supposed to be unique. It was supposed to be special, and now it's like a sale at Macy's. It's every other day.
It's all month long.
And we're not picking on Macy's, but I remember my mom saying, "Come on, there's a sale at Macy's." She said, "There's always a sale at Macy's," and that's the first time it crossed my mind. I went, "You're right, Mom. You're right
that's
about
like
that."
Kohl's.
Kohl's. Right. There's always a sale.
If you
the
pay
coupon.
Full price at Kohl's, you're doing Kohl's wrong.
Yeah, you have to learn how to work this. It's like my husband working the app in the grocery store. He works that thing like a boss. And he saves us so much money. And of course, Big Brother's watching every purchase he makes, which is why I don't deal with it. But he does that. So, yeah. Well, it'll be an interesting season to see for sure. All right. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky. Always fun to talk to him. We're going to talk about a judge who was trying to circumvent some of the SNAP rules. I mean, there were a lot of shenanigans going on in various states about the SNAP rules, trying to find ways to feed people anyway.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We'll get to that and much more coming up here on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Okay, I'll fill. Don't worry about it. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry today. Hope you're having a great day. Annie's taking a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Recker will be here tomorrow, who's a little bit of a character. I love him. He's a great guy. And he's always fun. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky, we're going to talk a little bit about a particular judge. And it wasn't just one, but we'll talk about one particular judge who was trying to circumvent the rules regarding SNAP. And we're also going to talk a little bit later about how SNAP benefits have been used for fast food meals. Where's my SNAP card for fast food? We'll get to that because I am the queen of the drive-thru. Joining us is Hans von Spakovsky. You know who he is. He's a phenomenal guy. He is a senior legal fellow of the Heritage Foundation, writer, former FEC commissioner, all kinds of good stuff. How are you, sir? Good talking to you again.
Heidi, I'm doing just great, and it's nice talking to you, too.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about this judge. I love the fact that you called him the November's Dishonorable Conduct Award winner, John McConnell. So, you know, I noticed around the country there were a lot of people trying to do legislative bodies, lots of people trying to circumvent the SNAP rules, wanted people to get paid, I mean, or to get their SNAP cards, when it was going against the rules and money wasn't coming from the proper place, all of that. But what he did was particularly egregious.
Well, it was. And look, what we've started doing is we're going to probably every month or so take the worst decision, a decision where a judge totally is outside the law and the Constitution, and give them this dishonorable conduct award. And the reason we gave it to this particular judge is because he issued a decision, John McConnell, Rhode Island, that was a clear and obvious violation of the Constitution and federal law. Remember, the government got shut down. The SNAP program started running out of money. And what does he do? He orders the Trump administration to keep funding the SNAP program despite and no matter what is going on in Congress. And look, even folks with only a basic knowledge of the Constitution understand that government programs are created by whom? Congress. Who funds government programs? Congress.
Yep.
And if Congress isn't providing the money for a program, the president can't simply create it out of thin air. And yet this judge basically says, well, I'm going to rewrite this federal statute, and I don't care what the Constitution says about appropriations, and tells the administration, you have to keep fully funding the SNAP program. Now, of course, the whole thing got rendered moot by the fact that Congress finally, you know, got its act together and they passed funding. But the very fact that this judge would do this shows just how bad some of these judges are. By the way, he barely got confirmed. And it's clear he never should have gotten confirmed.
Obviously. Now, is this particular ruling that he got, is that going to stand? Are there courts going to use this later if they need to? Or, I mean, what's the situation there?
Well, he might. I mean, other courts might try to use it. But if they do, those decisions will get appealed. And there's no doubt that the Supreme Court would immediately toss them out, which is exactly, of course, what happened in this case. As the Supreme Court stepped in and issued an emergency stay of his injunction. And this was an easy decision for the Supreme Court, because, like I said, yeah, the judge had no authority to do this whatsoever. In fact, he was directly violating the federal law that sets up the SNAP program, and he was directly violating the Constitution. But he didn't care.
No, he didn't care. A lot of them don't care, that's for sure. We're speaking with Hans Yvonne Spakovsky. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. Talk to me a little bit about the reason the Congress, I know you understand this, but a lot of people were complaining, and I kind of was too. Congress should go without a paycheck when this happens. Now, that's not fair to the people who are congressional workers. I get that. But a lot of people were aggravated by that. I know it comes from a different source. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, that's just up to Congress. Congress could easily change the law so that there's no funding for their paychecks if and when the government is shut down. But, you know, they haven't done that. That's entirely within their power to do.
Something about the fox and the hen house, something like that. Yeah, I think. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, that's what's frustrating to people, is that we feel as if, you know, average working folks who go without things during shutdowns or whatever, they feel as if, you know, Congress, they don't relate to us. They don't live in the world we live in. They don't have the struggles we have. And then we continue to have that that point of view once again, repeated and confirmed.
Yeah, that's true. Although I think it's really important for everybody to remember in this case that, look, the folks that were really to blame for this were the Democrats, because the bill the Republicans put up said, look, we will continue to fund the government at exactly the same amount, same dollars that it's been funded all year. And it was Democrats who refused to do that. So I know a lot of people are upset about the government shutting down, but it's important to remember who was responsible for this.
Do you think the voters will remember that in the midterms and hold the Democrats? I agree with you. I believe you. But do you think the voters are going to remember that in the midterms and not hold Republicans responsible? Because the Democrats are going to try to spin it to make the Republicans look like they want to starve children. Meanwhile, the kids were getting fed, what, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at school. Regardless, is that going to help them in the midterms, the Democrats?
No, I don't think that's going to be the big issue. I think, Heidi, you probably would agree with me that the big thing that drives voters is their pocketbook. And I think the president has a tough task ahead of him to make sure that by the time people are starting to vote next year, the economy has vastly improved, that prices have continued to, you know, gas prices have gone down. Prices on some grocery items have gone down, like on eggs and stuff. But I think the biggest issue for people is going to be affordability, and that depends on how the economy is doing.
Yeah, and then a lot of the younger people who voted for Trump the last time, I mean, they're having trouble even affording to buy a home, right. And that's a big concern, too. I know you got to run, and I'm up against a break, but I hope that the economy turns around by then, because it is going to hurt us, I believe, in the midterms. Hans Yvonne Spakovsky, thank you for being here from the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining me again. It's been a long time since we've talked.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry as she takes a couple of well-deserved days off. Tomorrow you'll have Ryan Recker in, and he's a great guy. Just a really good guy. There's some great people in the radio business, don't you think, Brad? I've run into almost no bad ones
in
the entire course of my career.
I love almost everybody that I've worked with here at KFTK. This is the only station I've ever worked at, but everybody I've worked with has just been amazing. So, yeah, radio people, it's I don't want to say it's a club, but it's a club. Like when you're in it, you kind of get it, and everybody knows that you got to help one another out, and we're really good about that.
Yeah, we're a little weird, but that's why we chose this occupation, right?
Yeah,
I read an interesting book years ago about it's called The Wisdom of Psychopaths. And it was talking about all, you know, because you think of psychopaths as being somebody like, you know, Ted Bundy. No. Psychopaths are normal people who just don't care about what happens to others.
Yeah.
You know what the number one occupation for a psychopath is?
Ooh, I feel like I've heard this. Is it?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Is it a lawyer?
CEO.
That makes sense.
But yeah, wait, don't get too cocky. Media's number three.
Yeah, you kind of got to be. You kind of got to be able to be cutthroat to be a CEO because you got to make hard decisions.
You do. Definitely do. So going back to the snap thing for a second, I'm just talking about with Hans von Spakovsky about a judge who was trying to find an illegal end run around the shutdown and the SNAP benefits that were cut. I did not know this because I used to eat in drive-thrus several times a week. I love the drive-thru. I can't stand to, you know, I mean, I don't like to cook. I'm not a very good cook, but I am married, so I have to at least try. God bless my husband. He keeps that barbecue sauce handy. And he just slathers whatever I cook with barbecue sauce, and somehow it makes it edible. But here's what I did not know. And I have looked up the history of food stamps and how food stamps used to only cover things like, you know, oatmeal, milk, things like that. Now they cover Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, Oreos, all that stuff, right? All things that you shouldn't be eating or you don't want to buy. So here's what, and so I've actually looked that history up. But anyway, in 1977, there was a loophole allowed called the Restaurant Meals Program. You know, when you drive by a fast food place, you see SNAP friendly or whatever, it says SNAP eligible or whatever. You wonder why? This is where it came from. And the theory was homeless people who don't have a kitchen should be able to get a hot meal. Okay. Now, would you say that's being abused?
Oh, for sure.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. So listen to this. 9 states, according to Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. It's interesting. I'll get back to Iowa. It's kind of fascinating that she's concerned about this. 9 states, including Arizona, California, Illinois, Maryland, Illinois, big shock there, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, Rhode Island, and Virginia, all of which are Democrat run, except for Virginia, which is about to be Democrat run again, are opted into a SNAP program called the Restaurant Meals Program, as I mentioned, which has spent nearly, listen to this, $250 million a year on hot meals, including fast food. And it makes you wonder if people weren't able to get, I don't want anybody to go hungry in America. That's why we have food banks. That's why the kids are eating at school and all this, right? Nobody wants people to starve. But you should not be able to go get McDonald's, hot food at Walmart. You're supposed to have to actually cook it. I mean, that's if you want to buy it on your dime, go ahead. Because I love a taco, burrito. I love fast food. Love it. Love it. I'd eat it every day, probably. It's terrible. But I do. I do love it. But listen to this. Joni Ernst's office found that from June to 2023 to May 2025, $475 million in taxpayer funds were spent in the restaurant meals program at fast food establishments. California accounted for more than 90% of it. So it makes you wonder also if fast food places would completely collapse if it weren't for the SNAP thing.
I can't. Right? I mean, yeah, there's an aspect of that because I was kind of thinking about that. You know, well, that's money going back into the economy, which is a good thing. But the other side of that is, too, I mean, I don't ever think it's a good thing to take money out of somebody else's pocket to give it to somebody else, even if it helps the economy. I don't know that that's not a moral thing. I mean, it's different if a person, like, volunteers the money. It's like, oh, these people are starving, these people are hungry, let me give of them. But to use somebody else's funds and say, I'm the moral person because I'm taking your money and giving it to those people because they need it and I don't think you do, that's a bridge too far.
Well, it is. And not only that, I love to eat fast food. I do. And I'll hide the packages from my husband. I will. I'm not going to lie. But I don't do it as much as I used to.
Sit in the car in the driveway?
Oh, absolutely. I hide those. I bury them in the trash can. Not that he would give me a hard time because he would not. But it's just, it is the more expensive choice. And nowadays, it used to be able to be, I could go to any fast food place and manage to eat a meal for $5. Right, that used to be how it was.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it'll be 8, 10, 12 or more, depending on what you're eating. So I kind of feel guilty about it now, like I used to not. And I get annoyed. And I think for that money, I could have bought a hot chicken, a loaf of French bread. It would have lasted me 3 days, right? Or whatever it is that you get. So I'm just starting to make this calculation in my mind. But my point is, I'm making that calculation as a person who pays for my own food, works for my own money. So why should other people be able to do this at my expense? They don't have to calculate. They don't have to say, oh, well, can't really afford that because, I mean, yes, they have to consider how much their SNAP card is going to get them. I understand. But it's not the same as when it's your money you're spending, right?
Right. It just...
Hundreds of millions.
Well, like, in to me, am I wrong here? The S in SNAP stands for supplemental? Which if something supplemental, it's not supposed not supposed to be all of your nutrition. It's supposed to supplement what you have. So the idea being that I can get 80% of the nutrition that I need. I need 20% more. SNAP is what's supposed to help do that. And people aren't treating it like that anymore. It's like, this is where I get all of my food. Where if like during the shutdown, man, you might need to cut back on some other areas of your life and redirect those funds to food, you have to reprioritize. Now, I don't know everybody's finances, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like everybody can do that. But, I mean, you have to be able to feed yourself too, right?
Well, you should be able to feed yourself. And what's interesting too about Joni Ernst, here she is from Iowa. And I've talked about this many times on my own podcast and other stations that I go on in the Odyssey family. But, and it's important because If you were to change, and I know certain states have tried to change the laws a little bit on SNAP. Mm-hmm. If all the states did, if it became a federal law where you couldn't get the things I joke about and call the OS things, Doritos, Fritos, Oreos, you know, all that stuff. If you couldn't get that, who would go crazy? You know who would go crazy? I've got four letters for you. They're clean. Iowa. Because the Iowa has the corn farmers. Right. They're not the only ones. But, right? Iowa is going to hate that because the people who are eating their stuff, a lot of them are doing it on SNAP cards. And so they're going to lose a lot. I mean, imagine if you could, because what's a bag? I don't eat this stuff, but what's a bag of Doritos? $7?
I haven't bought a bag of Doritos in years. But yeah,
I know. I my husband eats all that stuff. It's not even identifiable. I'm not picking on Doritos, but there's some things he'll buy. They're like, I don't even know what they are. They'll come in a bag and I'll say to him, that's not a food group. I don't know what that is. That's not in the pyramid anywhere. I don't know what that is. But
it's food in the shape of a pyramid. It's not on the pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But my point is that those things are very expensive. And some people may say, you know, I'm not going to spend the money on that. And so then what's going to happen with the corn? I don't want to punish farmers, obviously, but everybody needs to pay for their own. That's really what it comes down to. And it's funny how you care more about how you drive your car when you've paid for it. You know, how you, whatever, pick anything. Once you've actually paid for it yourself, you don't tend to abuse it as much. And people would be a lot more, I think, more appreciative if they actually had to budget their own money and sit down and say, okay, I'm not going to get the Doritos. I'm going to get the, I'm not trying to pick on Doritos. Or say you're a bad person if you eat them. I'm just using that as an example. But I'm going to get, you know, more oatmeal. I mean, like, I love Lucky Charms. I'd eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner if I could. I would. I love Lucky Charms. Okay, I do.
That's also not a food group.
That's not a food group at all. But I love them. But that's the whole thing. But if you're trying to raise children, what are you feeding them? That, or are you feeding them, like, oatmeal, real oatmeal, actual oatmeal with nothing else in it, right? I mean, ideally.
Yeah, it's hard, but...
I know, because kids want what they want, and that's what I wanted. When I was a kid, I used to sneak down to the kitchen, and I would take every charm out of that box, and I would wad it up in a ball and eat it before my brother woke up.
Holy cow. You can do that?
Yeah. Did I give you an idea now?
No. I don't have any Lucky Charms in my house.
I would. I would take every, pull them out, and wad them up in a ball and eat them.
Couldn't you buy Lucky Charms just the marshmallows? Didn't they have that for an option in a while there? I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know. But and listen, I'm not saying anybody shouldn't eat. I'm not the food police. I'm just trying to watch my wallet. And if you're going to be eating on my... And then we complain about how fat everybody is in America, right? We complain about obesity. We complain about diabetes. We complain about... So we're giving people who don't have a lot of money the ability to buy garbage that doesn't help them. Once again, you want to buy whatever you want to buy. I don't care what you weigh. None of my business. But we shouldn't be funding that, is my point, to make people sicker, and then they're you know, adding to the healthcare costs and all this kind of. It makes no sense. I mean, it makes sense to the people who make money off this, right? The healthcare industry, the people who sell diabetes pills, those people all make money off a sick population. I had a woman call into my show one time, and she said, "I work at a grocery store in the pharmacy." And she said, "I can tell what you're going to need as far as medication if you pull up to my pharmacy with your shopping cart. If I can look and see what's in it tell what." Yes, that was wild. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
I have diabetes. Sense. I have blood pressure. She's looking at.
She'd look. Yeah, you know what though? She would look at my shopping cart and be very confused because I do have heart medicine. I do have cholesterol medicine. I do have blood pressure medicine. I have all of those. I don't have high any of them, but I have all of those medicines because I've had those heart issues. And if you looked at my cart, it's mainly like grilled chicken, vegetables, stuff like that. There's not a lot of junk food in my cart because having the heart attack was not fun, and I don't want to do that again. And so I try to eat healthy, but I'm still on all those meds.
How old were you when you had your heart attack?
27. 27 when I had the first one.
Is that in your family or something?
Yeah, I would say three of my four grandparents have had heart issues. It's a congenital thing, I think is how you would describe it. The circumferential artery, I believe is what it's called. It's the one that goes around the top of your heart. There's a spot in mine that is like real torturous, which means that it's like not straight. It's got a lot of bends in it.
Like a kink in a hose or something, huh?
Yeah, and so a little bit of cholesterol does a lot more damage in that area of my heart, and so it blocked that area. And then the second one was whenever I did everything the doctor said and lost weight and exercise. The second one happened because that area opened up and then a blood clot got stuck in it.
Wow.
And so then they put a stent in because they could then get the stent in. And then the third one happened whenever that stent calcified and scar tissued over and blocked again.
So you've had three heart attacks?
Three of them, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow, and you're so young.
Yeah, too young to have three, but in better shape now than I would have been had I not had them.
Yeah, well, and you know, some people everybody's up against it genetically in various ways. I'm sure people have, but still, and you're smart though. You're making the right changes to try to make your life better, and that's all you can do. I mean, that's all we can control at the end of the day. We can control our own behavior. Get out and exercise. Do the best you can. Try to eat right as well as you can. At the end of the day, I mean, what else can you do? That's all you can control.
You do what they ask you to do. You exercise, you eat.
Oh,
right,
let's not go that far. And you do sometimes.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I had a doctor one time try to give me a, because I'm a thin blonde white woman and our bones tend to be thinner to start with.
Oh yeah.
Less dense. And he said, here, take this prescription. It'll prevent breast cancer and make your bones stronger. I said, really? One pill can do all that, huh?
What? The question is, are my bones thin or do I just have a propensity toward it?
Well, I thought, how could, really? You're going to give me something that's going to make, stop breast cancer and make my bones stronger? I thought, my nose is twitching. And so the next time I saw him, he said, oh, you're taking, I said, no, I'm not. And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do some of what they say. How's that sound?
Well,
and
then
take care of
yourself. I mean, just ask questions. Make them answer the questions that you have about whatever it is they want you to take. That's what I do. I mean,
right.
I bombard my physicians with questions. And you know what? If they've got good answers for them and explanations, I'm down. I'll trust them a lot more. And I do trust my doctors because I've had those conversations with them. If your doctor doesn't want to talk about it, that's a red flag to me.
Yeah, they want to brush you off, pat you on the head. Here, just take this. Yeah, if they actually answer your questions, that's entirely different. I'm not saying don't trust doctors. I'm not saying that at all. But I still think you have to, like you said, ask some questions and be educated as to, the issues and then check ChatGPT for your medical advice. I'm teasing in the chat. We'll talk about ChatGPT coming up because that's quite a thing that a lot of people are using now. And Melania Trump actually mentioned that. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show. Melania Trump mentioned AI in a speech she gave. We'll get to that too. Much more to come on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry.
It is totally absurd and embarrassing that the United States of America, the richest country on earth, is the only major country not to guarantee health care to all people as a human right.
Oh, there's Bernie Sanders. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Let me just address that for a second. First of all, a lot of other countries don't guarantee it as a human right. And even these countries that claim they have universal health care, it's right. Not everybody gets everything they want, right? You've got to pay for an additional tier if you actually want to see somebody this year, that kind of thing.
The phrase, this is a human right, is one that sounds really good on the surface. But like, if you really break down into what he's saying, so like to get health care, what do you need? You need the help and treatment of doctors and of nurses. And so what you're saying is I have a right to their expertise and their
That's
labor.
That's correct.
So if you say I have a right labor, what is that? If we're honest, if you believe you have a right to somebody else's labor, what are you advocating for? You're advocating for slavery.
Okay. I have a right to a plumber to come to my house at 10 o'clock and fix my toilet. I have a right to that. I mean, if you say that, people will say, well, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not, because you're saying somebody, and plumbers go to school for a lot of years to become plumbers. God bless them. They're never going to starve.
Yeah.
So that's never going to happen. But go ahead.
I was going to say, when you think about human rights, when you're talking about human rights, what you're talking about is something that doesn't require somebody else to provide it for you.
Correct.
So free speech doesn't require somebody else to provide it. The right to keep and bear arms doesn't require somebody to buy you a gun. It just says you have the right to keep and bear that gun.
Exactly.
All of these rights, the rights to illegal search, no illegal searches
Fourth
and seizures.
Amendment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't have a right to come in. That doesn't require anybody to come in and do it. It means they stay out.
Right.
So any right that you have doesn't require somebody else to provide it for you.
But that's what people forget. You ask them, you'll say, let's just say you're talking to some PR person, and they'll say, well, I want, and I'm not picking on PR people, but just use that as an example, all right? And you say, well, I want free healthcare. Well, okay, so then I want a free press release. And I want free marketing. And I want, well, no, but I, no, I make, well, what, why do you think a doctor should go to medical school for 10 years, be at least, depending on what their specialty is, and have all this medical debt, and you're supposed to see them for nothing? I mean, it doesn't make, that's really what it comes down to. And you're exactly right, Brian. And that's what people don't talk about. And in America, basically, you know, people aren't dying in the street without healthcare. They're able to go to the ER and abuse it. Now, my mother, I took her to the ER a couple of years ago in California, and she had a little episode. She had a health lung issue, which ultimately took her life, but we took her to the ER, and they triaged her when she walked in, realized she wasn't going to die right then. You know how long we waited in that ER before we got in the back?
Triage, wasn't going to die, 6 hours.
9 hours.
Wow.
And she was well into her 70s at that point, almost 80 years old. 9 hours in the ER, and you tell me everybody in that room, and you can't tell by looking. You tell me everybody in that room is legally here. And my mother, born and raised in America, taxpayer all of her life, is waiting in line behind people who are not legally here. Pick a state. California provides that for these people. That's where my mom was living. California provides free health care. How is that fair? When I'm a taxpayer and I can't just walk in and get anything I want, I get a bill. I get a bill that I have to fight sometimes. I can give you stories on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm a healthy person, thank God. But look at people, and you know what, I don't need to tell you about medical bills. And meanwhile, there are other people who have had heart attacks. Your situation, they're getting free meds, free health care, free whatever, while you're working your buns off just to stay afloat.
Well, the thing is, too, it's nothing is free. I mean, we kind of talked about that at the beginning of this segment. It requires labor from somebody else, the money from somebody else, somebody that earns something with their money or with their time and their effort and their skill. So there's no such thing as free. So that means that the people that are not paying for these things are waiting or are relying on somebody else to pay for it. And the government doesn't produce money. So you're taking money from the taxpayers for the government to use.
That's right. And doctors are fleeing the countries where the people supposedly get free, I'm using air quotes here, free health care because they can't, they're not making a living at this, and the government's telling them what to do. And it's just, yeah, that's the thing. They forget that free always costs somebody something, and usually it's the taxpayers. And not only that, you know, we're talking about SNAP and people getting a lot of junk food that you know, hurts their health. If I want to do that, fine, I'm paying for it. And I also pay for my own health insurance, okay? But if you're going to be, you know, getting food stamps, eating junk, getting sick, and then, you know, taking advantage of some Medicare situation or free Medicaid, I should say, situation, or, you know, some place that you're going to stay for free and medical care, I mean, why should I pay? I'm not only paying for the food that makes you sick, I'm paying for the treatment when you're sick. How does that make sense when I'm just trying to work like everybody else?
Well,
makes no sense.
And like I said earlier in the show, if a person wants to provide for somebody else out of the goodness of their heart, out of their own willingness to do so, that is a good and moral thing. If a person wants to force somebody else to provide for someone else, so if the third party comes in and says you have to pay for him, that is not moral. And that's what we're trying to, you know, we're trying to break this down. And I think that as a culture, we've missed that. We've lost that.
Right. And I do think that there, you know, there are charitable medical centers. There are charitable places that used to, I mean, who started the hospitals in the world? Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yes, there should be those charitable things available. But at the end of the day, nothing's free. Someone's always paying for it. And usually it winds up being me. I don't know how. The middle class, we always get stuck both ways, unfortunately. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.